Christians take an active role in ministry at the Winter Olympics. The miracle of water brings hope to Darfur refugees. And the Iranian president outlaws new converts. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the war on terror, drought, and political uncertainty continues around the world, people are now assembled in Torino, Italy for the 2006 Olympic Games. Operation Mobilization's Luca Brignolo is volunteering, serving the American delegation as an interpreter and country host. He hopes he'll be able to share his faith.
Not directly, let's say, in the village or in the sport venues, because there's an agreement to avoid any kind of proselytism within those places. I meet so many people that it's easy to share about my faith, trying to explain why I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Brignolo, 50 local churches and Christians from all over are working together for the More Than Gold Olympic Outreach event. Open-air activities will be the major thrust of their work.
Creative evangelism. For example, we do face painting, pin trading, mimes in the streets in order to attract people, get to know them, and maybe share our faith.
Next, the strategy for bringing peace to Sudan's Darfur crisis may be in shambles with a worsening humanitarian crisis. Persecution Project Foundation's Matt Chansey says they're working with refugees who have fled from the war in Darfur into southern Sudan.
We have just completed 4 water wells in that area. This is a project we started last summer, but by God's grace, we've been able to complete 4 wells. And we're continuing to dig another 6.
Chansey says when they found water, it opened a lot of doors for ministry because
the people are treating that as a miracle. So it's actually an excellent opportunity for us to present these people with the necessities that they need, the food and water so they can survive, but also the living water of Christ, which will feed their souls.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Open Doors says Iran's president dealt a severe blow to believers by outlawing Muslims who convert to Christianity. Ethnic Christians are still allowed to express their faith within their own church walls, but those who come from a Muslim background face tremendous risk because the government wants them to return to Islam. The new policy threatens evangelism and discipleship efforts. An Open Doors worker says cell groups are now meeting in secret. Without teaching, they risk heresy. Meanwhile, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they're planning their first missions trip in the first part of May. They'll be joining their missionary partners in Mexico to support ministers and Mexican Christians.
We have room for up to 20. We're organizing this trip into Guaymas, and we're going to distribute literature and preach the gospel in the street and let our donors have a taste of what the mission field is all about.
As the excitement builds, Palmerton says their staff is looking forward to introducing donors to the real people they're helping. They want people to see the spiritual impact of generosity in other church bodies.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity to get a feel for the needs of the ordinary Christians who are blessed every day by the gifts of CRI and the American Christian who take for granted a ready supply of Christian literature.
And Medical Ambassadors International is gearing up for a special training seminar February 20th through the 24th in Mali, West Africa. The training will equip people to become trainers of community health evangelists, or CHEs. Physically, the program addresses basic hygiene and sanitation needs. Spiritually, it emphasizes evangelism. As a result, the trainers return to their area, choose a community in which to work, and create interest within that community to implement their own CHE program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spiritual Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.